We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But first, it's time, brought to you by Asset Strategies of Avon, to bring on, there she is. Can you hear her in the background? That's Jill Schlesinger. Hi, Jill.
That was a little me rustling around, picking up my microphone, typing, you know, doing too many things at once. How are you, sir?
You multitask well.
I don't know about that. I don't think any of us actually can be good multitaskers. We're much better one thing at a time.
I'm looking at your website, though. There's a lot of multitasking going on there.
Oh, yeah.
You got videos, you got audios, you got podcasts, you got, oh, yeah, and then there's text.
Yeah,
and then a lot of tools.
A little bit of everything.
By the way, you hear Jill here on KMBZ. I'm sorry, I'm on NyQuil. I'm totally out of it.
Oh dear.
Yeah, on WTIC, she's on Saturdays from 4 until 6. Okay.
I am. Are we? Yeah. Wait, did we do presented by?
Yeah, I think I did. I'll do it again though.
Do it again.
They deserve it. Asset
Just
Strats.
In case.
Asset Strategies and Avon AssetStrats.com. So.
There we go.
Well, the lead piece that you do on your blog today, and it is true, I've heard a number of people mention this, the fact that, you know, everybody was, let's say, 2, 3, 4 months ago, they said, better buckle up because it could get a little rough. And now you get this jobs report on Friday and you kind of go, huh?
Well, I mean, it's been interesting to look back for myself because I always do this at the end of the year anyway.
Right.
And I look back at some of these segments that we've done and I read back and I go to August 3rd, for example, where we had President Trump escalating the trade war.
Right.
And then we had this whole start of like weeks and weeks of worry about what's going on with the economy, that the global economy is already slowing down, manufacturing taking a hit. What about recession, 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 recession? The searches for recession went up dramatically over the summer. And then something funny happened during the last few months, slowly but surely. Yeah. The economic data have improved. And that was really underscored by the Friday jobs report. 266,000 jobs were created. Now, I know that there's a little asterisk because about 40,000 of those were GM workers. Okay, so I'll take out the 40,000. Even if we had a print of 220,000, that is a very strong month, given that we're in the 11th year of this expansion.
But the best part, as you point out in this entry, is that there's also some money involved. Like people were making more.
Well, you know, it's
not a whole lot, but some.
Well, that's the thing that's so fascinating, because earlier in the year, we did get a wage increase that looked like we were trending much higher.
Yeah.
But then something else happened. That inflation started to slow down a little bit. So we have low inflation, and even if our wages aren't going up by that much, 3.1% from a year ago on average, with inflation at 2%, that difference, that only sounds like, it's 1%, no big deal, that's the difference between feeling tight and comfortable with the money coming in versus the rate pace of prices.
Right.
It's not uniform, because one of you guys listening or gals will send me an email and say, no, prices for blank are up. Yes, there certain things are rising, but I'm just talking about the general rate of inflation remains pretty low. This has been a big boost to confidence. Consumers keep telling us, we don't really care about the tariffs. We don't really care about what's going on in Britain with the exit from the European Union. We're making enough money to pay our bills, and we're staying ahead of the pace of inflation. So we're feeling confident, and consumer confidence is really staying pretty strong right now.
Well, in a lot of ways, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
I mean, you talk about the Depression. Well, people were depressed, so there was that. You know, you start feeling better. Happy days are here again. Maybe you'll start to see an improvement.
Yeah, and I think that the numbers are really interesting also, because when you look at certain sectors, there's no doubt that the trade issues with China have taken a toll. So if you're listening to this and you work in manufacturing, you're not happy. I get it, okay? We had good job creation in the manufacturing sector for a bunch of years since the recession.
Right.
But you know what? Average hours in manufacturing down to the lowest level in 8 years. And the number of people who are employed in the manufacturing sector pretty daunting to see that level is below where it was in 2008. Now, a lot of that is about companies that have moved to robotics and technology.
Right.
But still, it stinks if you're in manufacturing, obviously, and I don't want to just gloss over that.
How much manufactured stuff do we sell to other countries?
Well, I'll give you a better way to think about it.
Okay, please.
If you think of the entire economy, about 11% of the U.S. economy is manufacturing-based.
Okay.
And if you look at the total number of people employed, manufacturing employs 8% of all U.S. workers.
Okay.
So the way to think about it is it's a diminishing share of the U.S. population.
Right.
You know why the difference between that 11 and the 8
what?
Is technology.
Yeah, right.
Right? So we probably used to have a lot more people employed in manufacturing because we didn't have automation.
So we're talking productivity.
And we're talking that even in heavy hands-on places like Amazon where you have warehouses.
Yeah.
You now
they're
have automated. Right? They have people with robots. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of freaky. They, you know, when they figure out how to automate talk show hosts and anchors and analysts, you know, we're in big trouble.
That's true. Hey, a big number this week? Any that we should be looking for? Anything?
Federal Reserve last meeting of the year, and it's on Wednesday. They're not going to do a thing. And then we're going to get an early read about retail sales on Friday. So I'm going to keep an eye on that as well.
And you'll be with us Monday?
And I will be with you Monday. Oh, and I forgot, Brexit. The UK election on Thursday.
Whoa. This is a big week there, Jill. Sure is. Hey, listen, we'll talk to you next week then.
Take care.
Okay. And, of course, if you just got to get your daily fix of Jill, go to jillonmoney.com. All kinds of useful stuff there. And if you want to hear, like, Saturday's show, well, just punch right in. You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.